From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. There are only four creatures on Earth that tend crops: humans, weevils, termites, and most successfully of all, ants. Around 10,000 years ago, humans switched from being nomadic hunter-gatherers to sedentary farmers. The food surplus allowed us to develop civilization, but ants beat us to it, becoming civilized 60 million years before then. Scientists think it may have been after the Chicxulub asteroid, when darkened skies meant fewer plants, that ants began to rely on the fungus. Soon after, leafcutter ants began to grow their own fungus, gathering organic material and bringing it into their nest to feed their crops. And soon after that, they became codependent. Leafcutters could only eat their specially grown fungus, and the fungus could only survive when dutifully tended by the ants. To accomplish this, the ant colony evolved into classes. Large foragers cut and gather the leaves. Smaller gardeners chew them into the mash that feeds the fungus. Still smaller ants tend the fungus and spread natural antibiotics, from pits on their exoskeletons to control parasitic bacteria that live on the fungus. Thriving this way, a single colony can contain millions of ants, tending hundreds of chambers, dozens of feet deep into the ground. Lessons in cooperation that perhaps our human communities could learn from, though very few of us would want to live on fungus alone. I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with support from EarthX, bringing people together to build a sustainable future at earthx.org. And you can hear more EarthDate stories at earthdate.org.